We're back on with Mick at Mick's Bait Shop in Curtis. It's time for the Bite Report. Mick, thanks for more of your time this hour.
Hey, thank you, Adam.
Let's continue now. I want to jump right into the reports on different species. Let's start with the perch. What are you hearing?
You know, perch, the bite's just starting out there. Seems to be a small teardrop or a small grub tail, something like that. Glow white. If it's glowing, that's a good thing right now on any of these species. But pink, white, chartreuse, gold. Gold is always a good color this time of year. They're doing the perch shiners, the waxworms, wigglers. Wigglers are working. The spikes and mousies have been hot this week, too. So.
Oh, that's good to hear. And have you heard anything about, you know, one lake or the other? Typically, I hear most of my reports on perch from Big Lake.
You know, that's been anywhere from 6 to 12 feet on those perch. So kind of look for them. If you find them, you'll get them.
All right, let's move along here to the bluegill and the crappie. I've been getting some deeper crappie reports. Bluegill kind of all over the map. I think that's more about structure than anything, it sounds like, in drop-offs. But I heard the tungsten jig's been getting down past the little ones to the big ones quicker.
Yes, and we've got some icon tungstens here. The guys seem to like those pretty well. Again, your pinks, your chartreuses, green is good for those crappies and like that. And they're getting some dandies out there. Seems to be the wigglers and the waxies for those, so...
I heard about a 16-incher out of, I think it was South Lake.
Yep. That's predominantly, sad. Most of your crappies are going to come out of South Lake. Same thing for the bluegills. So there's some nice ones.
All right, let's move along here to the pike. And I did get a spearing report as well that said over the weekend the pike were really active.
Yes, they were targeting them. They were doing a pretty good job with it. Like I said, the big one for the tournament was over 13 pounds. So That's a pretty nice pike for what we're doing. I think tip-ups has probably been the best for those pike, or spearing, of course. And they're doing the small suckers and pike suckers. We do have decoys, too.
All right, let's move along to the walleye. I have definitely been the least amount of reports that I'm getting, but that also could be because it seems like walleye fishermen just don't like to share a lot of information.
That part is true, yes. But, yeah, they're getting a few out there. The blues and the golds, I think they've been doing the best with golds on tip-ups. Nice small treble hook, anywhere from 6 to 12 feet on those as well. Swedish pimples, those seem to be working pretty well. Here again, that glow white, your pinks, your oranges, chartreuses, and that nickel and blue's been real hot this week, too.
Well, I happen to see on your Creeper Book page, you guys got some shirts that say, "Never hurt us to go to Curtis." Those are available in your shop now, huh?
Absolutely, yeah. We go from size small clear up to 5X. We just wanted something fun for people to think about other than just having fishing and hunting on our stuff. So we explored a new avenue with it.
Now, are they available on your Facebook page, or do you have to come into the shop?
Either way works. We'll get the shirt to you one way or the other.
Check it out, Mick's Bait Shop on Facebook, and I'm sure I'll get a moment here and I'll share that post on our Facebook page here at Adam Carpenter's Outdoor Show. All right, let's get fishing.
Won't hurt us to go to Curtis.
And Mick at Mick's Bait Shop again, sharing with us here from the Eastern UP on the Outdoor Show.